Thank you, David. We're going to jump real quick over to agenda item number 13. Report and possible discussion on project delivery by Blake Kettler, Technical Services Manager. And Blake, what you're presenting today, does that meet our sunset recommendation regarding projects, the delivery of projects and the timeframes?
It'll be part of it, yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. A few years back, we set a goal as an organization to increase efficiency in project delivery. With that, we made a few changes within the organization. We became more project focused. We put in processes such as a risk management committee and other changes to help us with that project progression. Technical services added a couple groups to our department. We added the project management office and the capital planning department. In addition to those resources that we already currently have, our engineering services, our construction services, and property management. Not saying that we weren't project focused, because that's not the past, or that's not the case. You know, we've always been focused on projects, but we're just looking at fine-tuning our project delivery processes and support. But understand, though, this is a marathon and not a sprint. This is something that's going to take multiple years to fine-tune. The Project Management Office, its purpose is standardizing and improving project delivery, providing support to project managers and project teams, documenting processes to develop consistency, and identifying industry best practices. We also have our Capital Planning Department, so they provide a long-range replacement and repair plan for BRH Capital Asset Portfolio. That includes everything from asset management to capital projects, repair and replacement criteria, new infrastructure, as well as preventive maintenance to our assets. With that, this agenda item, we're going to provide an update on our progress as far as a portfolio view. We're going to look at some of our processes, workload, and scheduling. Next slide. So this is a typical project life cycle for the Brazos River Authority. Understand that not every project fits into this flow chart, but this is just to give you a general feel of working through the process of a project. If you notice within the hash line, this area up here, this is where our capital planning department does their work. So things like working through our capital planning process, recommendations, say from reports, different things like that on our facilities, our risk-based asset management and capital planning program that you folks heard about back in, I believe that was in March, and then also the integrated water resources plan. This is where we develop those projects, not only currently what we're working on that year, but out onto the planning horizon in the future. So once we have those projects, the next thing we do is, of course, bring it for your approval here in July. So that kind of gets the project on the books, and then we work through that that flow chart or that process to complete the project. So all of our internal coordination, developing our requests for proposals, contracts, things like that. One thing to note are the black bars up here. This is what we call our risk management committee checkpoints. So what that is it's a group, or this was kind of implemented back in 2018, but it's a group made up of a general manager, CEO, legal, technical services, F&A will have representation from government customer relations, environmental and compliance, water services, and then project representation. So your project sponsor, who's the owning department of the project, your project manager, and your project engineer. So what we do is this is basically a risk checkpoint for that project. So any project that touches one of our dams or critical infrastructure, water treatment facilities, any large project that affects the BRA, ratepayers or water supply, and the development of BRA system-wide software. So what is RMC controlling? It's put into place to improve project delivery, control cost, manage risk, define the project at inception, and then making sure we have the resources available to move the project forward. So our projects are split mostly into into four major phases, if you could group them together like that. And this, it looks like an orange or tan. Right here, this is the pre-project, what I would call the RFP selection and contract development phase. So this is the part where there's a lot of internal time spent on that project. Developing, going out with the solicitation for the request for proposals, making the selection there, entering into scope and fee negotiation, so developing that scope of services, which is a back and forth reiteration with us and that firm to develop that there, and then moving forward with the fee, and then again back and forth till we feel comfortable with it. At that point, that's usually when we start our developing our contract, getting that ready to go, and again, going back and forth for multiple reiterations there, and then ultimately coming for the Board of Directors approval and execution. The thing to understand there is there's a lot of work on that part of the project, but that's not captured on the actual expenditures, because all that's still happening prior to executing the contract. So it's a lot going on there. Your next phase is the consulting and design phase. This is where you're doing your assessments of your facilities, whatever it may be. As an example, working through your design submittal, so your 30%, 60%, 90% design. So we're reviewing specifications and drawings and all that type stuff. So that's kind of what's going on there. Ultimately, leaving that phase with a final design that's ready to put out for bid. And then we get to our bidding phase in green. That's the basically finalizing that request for bids, putting together the contracts, all the supporting documentation, all that type stuff, and putting that out on the street. Then lastly, we get to construction. So there's finally when we actually start to do some work on the ground. But again, it requires substantial coordination behind the scenes with internal and external resources. We've got RPR services going on, construction management, coordination processing of submittals, contract modifications, change orders, RFIs, daily inspections, testing, etc. You name it, there's a lot of moving parts there. Then we move forward to substantial and final completion. Basically, this is just to provide you kind of that 30,000 foot view of what's going on. I'm just hitting the high levels there, but there's a lot that goes into a project. And of course, every project has, its own unique areas. Some may not go to construction, some may not have assessment, things like that. So with that said, here's kind of how we're going to get into I guess the meat of it, of the report. To the left of the line, I'll kind of explain what's going on on the graph. To the left of the red line, those are your sponsoring departments or the departments that own the projects there. To the right of the red line are your supporting departments. So, for example, environmental, if there's an environmental aspect on a project, we provide support to that project, or from technical services, engineering or purchasing or procurement, as an example. On the left-hand side here, going up the graph here, that's the number of projects or active projects that we have going on per department. So what you can see, the blue line, let's see, right over here, that blue line, that is this current year, the number of active projects that department has. Moving forward to the right, that's the number of projects here over the next few years that they're planning to take on. So the takeaway is, we're fixing to see an uptick in workload there. We're fixing to see a lot more projects coming on, and understand that this is just a snapshot in time. So this isn't what the situation may be, 6 months from now. The thing about that CIP plan, it's always changing. We're developing it, and especially as we bring on the risk-based asset management, the integrated water resource plan, we're hoping to further develop that out into the future. So if you look at what's in the budget, a lot of these the requests for additional positions correlate with the rise in project workload that's expected.
Blake, is that a COVID effect? It just seems like the blue bar is very low, and then the orange bar, on every scale is much higher. Did we just have to postpone work or something?
Not necessarily. It's just the way the projects are stacked up, that's the blue bar is currently what we have going on right now. Here over the next few years, there's a lot of other projects that we're trying to kick off. We're working through, so basically we have a slug of projects we're trying to move forward. So as we close some of those projects out, we're going to be bringing on new projects. I don't know that there's any correlation necessarily with COVID. Here is kind of the portfolio performance. So if you look in 20, a lot of our focus was on the, like I said, the RFP selection contract development. So there's a huge amount of work going on internally, but that's still we're at the point to where we're not expending funds. But we're moving projects forward. So once you push those projects around that pie there, that's when we start to the amount of expenditures are going to come up. So looking forward into 21, you can see that we went from 61% within RFP selection contract development to 32%. So ultimately, we're fixing to have a lot more expenditures hitting the books. This slide here, I know this is a lot of information and can kind of be difficult to read. Ultimately, what you're looking at here, this is kind of a Gantt chart, a collapsed version of a Gantt chart, but basically it was pulled from our scheduling software. The main takeaway are these are a list of active projects here. We've got a timeline across the top, and I believe the years are cut off, but basically the green ticker coming down the screen is where we're at in time. This is just a different way to look at the information that was presented. You can see we've gotten past a lot of the scope and fee negotiations, and we're getting to the point to where we're actually executing the work. Again, a lot of our projects span multiple years, so as these projects close out, we'll bring on new additional active projects. We've got currently approximately 30 active projects right now, with about 76 within our portfolio. I think that was a mess up there. The takeaways, we're making progress with our project portfolio. We're getting ready to spend quite a bit more money as we move these projects forward and continue to work them. There's going to be not only have a lot of workload going on right now, but that's about to increase here over the next few years. So you'll probably see some an uptick in requests for additional resources there. And with that, I'll take any questions. Yes, sir.
Yeah, just two clarifications, no big deal. Page three. Just want to make sure the vertical lines on these boxes, is that like just denoting on the left, following?
Right here.
Is that just like a task grouping, or is that a milestone marker, or what?
That's where we have the risk management committee meetings.
That was for the bottom lines. I'm talking about the left verticals.
These black lines here?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm sorry. Every one of those black lines is for a risk management committee meeting.
Okay, just kind of worked its way around.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
No problem. Uh-huh. That's fine. The box in the bottom right-hand corner, in the tan, for your procurement process, I gather that's for engineering services?
Yes, correct.
Is that always an RFP process, or is it like more of an RFQ?
It kind of depends on the complexities of the project and what we're doing. Sometimes it might be an RFQ, sometimes it might be an RFP, just depending on what the nature of the project is and the work that they're doing.
But it's procurement for professional
services.
Correct.
Yes, okay. Sir.
All right.
Any other questions?
So, Blake, just a quick comment. So we were at a conference a couple of months ago, and I was talking to Blake. I said, as you are, we always get these projects, and they present either asking us for money or talking about the project. And I was like, I need a visual. I need to be able to see what these projects are and where we are in the timeline. So go down to the graph. Keep going. That one. Okay. Those.
Begin.
I think that's awesome because you have all the projects there. We know what the color coding means, and we know exactly where you're at. Like, you do an amazing job because you manage all these projects and you make sure where we are in the timeline. So thank you for doing that. And I would like to see something like this every board meeting, whether it's just in our packet, so that way We know where we are at. Sometimes it seems like we're on projects forever, and mm-hmm. are we ever going to get to red construction or be finished? So,
sure. We can make that happen, and I can't take all the credit. We've got a great team here at BRA, so we all step in and help out with the projects. Any other questions, comments?
As we see going to the future, an uptick in requests for resources, I mean, the source of revenue to cover these things, how are we accounting for these projects?
Can you help me out there, David?
As far as cash flow,
right?
Yeah. In my budget report, I'll show you kind of the 5-year plan where we'll start borrowing money. Right now, we're pretty much flush with a lot of cash. Checking and make $3 million to start off with the next budget period. So those capital projects for FY22 will be paid out of reserves, and then going into next year, we still have more reserves.
And that's a great question, because that's what's so critical about this tracking right here, because holding project managers accountable for their timeline impacts how David invests our money and it invests our bottom dollar. So Blake's group being accountable, monitoring all this and trying to put in the efficiency measures to make sure that we do this as we say that we're going to do it. It saves us money, saves our ratepayers money.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
if I might piggyback on something that you just said, every week when we receive David's letter, and you have the additional attachments that have the projects and where they are. This visual for me really helps link that together, because on those updates it says like what it is, where we are, what the quarterly expectations are. But mm-hmm. this is, with the type of person that I am, this is a really great visual to link into that helps me then determine. This really helps me see you're going to need lots of people to do these things. You're going to need David's money, you're going to borrow this. And it just is a really good link for me to see, oh yeah, you all are going to be asking us for this because this is coming up. We're almost to the ground, into the purple, into the red. Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
Oh, sure, sure.
And David, thank you for also attaching those updates every week. It's very easy. There's so many going on, it's easy to forget what all is out there.
Yeah,
we want to make that process better to where you can go on our webpage, and or the public can go on our webpage and find these bumper stickers and follow along with our projects.
Super, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions?
All right. Blake, thank you very much. Okay, at this time it's 12:26. We will break for lunch and then return to talk about our budget.